A new documentary called Nasaver, or Into the North, recounts the story of over 300 Jewish teenagers from Germany, Austria, and Czechoslovakia who found refuge in Denmark during the Holocaust thanks to the kindness of hundreds of Danish families. The story was discovered by chance just a few years ago by a Czech journalist, Judita Matyášová. Now, a Czech-Israeli-based filmmaker, Natasha Dudinská, decided to bring the testimonies of some of these children to the screen. Ruth Frankova has more.
Into the North had its Czech premiere on Monday evening in Prague's Světozor cinema. The film focuses on 80 Czechoslovak teenagers who fled the country in 1939 to start a new life in Denmark. Now, more than 70 years later, they recount the 4 years spent in their new home. Through the testimonies of four people, we find out what exactly happened between August 1939 and October 1943. Director Natasha Dudinská remembers what it was like to talk to the survivors.
All of them are in their 90s. Those we met either during research or for filming were just amazing, very inspiring people. And despite the fact that they went through kind of trauma, that they lost their homes at the age of 40 and 15, and they lost all their families, there is something, some attitude to life, which I was amazing to see, you know, something like very positive, not giving up. Maybe it's a kind of gratitude, I don't know.
The director chose to narrate the story through the testimony of four people. Two of them are shown travelling back to Denmark to visit the places where they had lived with foster families, while the third one shares her memories from her home in Haifa. These three stories are tied together by excerpts from a diary written during the period by Hanna Dubová, who ended up in the United States and is no longer alive.
And it's a very authentic diary because she was writing it as things were happening. She started to write it a few months before they left for Denmark. So it describes the situation in Czechoslovakia. And this diary tells the story of how a girl who was 14 years old living in safety with her family and everything was just fine and suddenly the world collapses around and she's running away to Denmark and that's where she grows up.
Although the film recounts events that happened over 70 years ago, Natasha Dudinská says they should serve as an inspiration today as Europe grapples with the migrant crisis.
And for me, personally, the inspiration is that these Danish farmers, you know, they knew very little about the outside world, but they knew there is a war and there are kids in danger and they need to be saved. And they just simply opened their homes. And also from this lot of experiences, it's not that it was always easy, you know, because the kids, they had different lifestyles, different culture, different language, but still both sides were just open to each other and, you know, pretty fast they just lived together. So for me, this is the inspiration, you know, not to be afraid and just be a human being, you know.